You love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. For where your treasure is, there is your heart will be also. Matthew 22:37 and Luke 12:34. We give our hearts to God, to Jesus Christ. But I have a question to ask each of us today. Most of us that have been in this wicked world of jobs and work have filled out a resume to get a job. Of what you were capable of, what you had, what you knew. But did you ever stop to think about the resume of the one that wants your heart, your soul, and your body to live eternally with him in heaven? I'm going to give you some thoughts about that resume today, and you may come up with you can come up with a lot more. I'm only to hit the highlights of the resume of Christ Jesus for your hearts and your soul and your body. The resume that he has. And in Ephesians 1:20, you might find his place of residence, his address. It's in heavenly places as of now. That's where he resides, in heavenly places. And in Romans 10:13, if you want to talk to him, you might call it like a phone call. All you have to do is in prayer talk to him. He has that capability. He lets us do that. Hello, my name is Jesus Christ. Many call me Lord. I've sent you my resume because I'm seeking the top management position in your heart. Please consider my accomplishments as set forth in my resume. Now, I'm going to leave you with a few qualifications. You may come up with more. You may not like some I'm using, but you can always find more. There's more in here. In Proverbs 3:19, you find that he helped his father found the earth and establish the heavens. That's a pretty good start of a resume. He's here in the beginning. In Genesis 2:7, he formed man from dust of the ground. He's with his father in creation. He breathed into life, the breath of life in the man. All in Genesis 2:7. Right there's enough for us to want to worship him for what he has done for us. Galatians 3:13 says, I redeem man from the curses of the law. If you remember the study of the Mosaic law, all of the curses, all the physical things, the sacrifices, all the things they did, they had to do. Christ's death upon the cross, all that ended. Makes life a lot easier. Also, he offered us blessings from... I gotta read this one. I can't read. Remember, he blessed Abraham. All these offerings would be like the sands of the sea. Only let all these blessings come upon your life. Galatians 3:14. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through who? Christ Jesus. that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's out of his resume, what he has given us, what he's capable of doing. How many different jobs have you had in lifetime? Different employers you've had? Most of them had at least three or four. Our Savior had one. His Father. He had only one employer. Then he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Knew ye not that I must go about my Father's business? One employer he had in life. His Father. Bring salvation to the world. Have you ever been tardy to work? Well, Christ, you can say he has never been tardy, never been absent, disobedient, slothful, or disrespectful. Most of us cannot say no to those things. If you read Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verses 15 through 17, his employer had raised for his capabilities, what he did. I'm going to read these to you. Think about this. And Jesus, when he was baptized, came straight out of the water. And lo, the heavens was opened up unto him, and John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Jesus. And lo, a voice from heaven came, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I would call that raving view of what he's capable of doing from heaven, from his Father. We all have different work skills in our everyday walks of life, different things we're good at, different things we're capable of doing. If everybody's capable of doing the same thing, it'd be kind of a weird world, but we all have different jobs, different capabilities, things to do. I'm going to read you a list, a minor list of the capabilities of Christ. Some of my skills and work experience include empowering the poor to be poor no more, healing the brokenhearted, setting the captive free, healing the sick, restoring the sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. Find that in Luke 4:18. But it comes out of the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 61, the first three verses. I am a wonderful counselor, Isaiah 9 and 6. People who listen to me shall dwell safely and shall not fear evil, Proverbs 1 and 33. The ability to help us in all of our problems and trials with one man's resume. He says, I can encompass the entire breadth and length of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, and cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2 and 6. We learn from going to school, or learn from school of hard knocks. Sometimes our lessons are from the, what we call the everyday facts of life, working things out, and hard learning. But God gives it. Christ has wisdom. Words of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So then, and in him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden. Paul wrote that to the Colossians in the book of Colossians 2 and verse 3. In whom all treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. In Christ Jesus. And stop to think what the psalmist David said about his word. He said, my word is so powerful that it has been described as being a light, as a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Psalms 119, verse 105. There is another thought that should scare us in our everyday walk of life to what we're doing in life, even what you're thinking. Psalms 44, verse 20 and 21. He says, I can't even tell you the secrets of your heart. What's in your heart, what you're thinking, he can tell you. I may not know, your best buddy may not know, but God in Christ knows. The resume of the man, the ability he has to figure each one of us out. As he tries to get us on that narrow path to the home in heaven with him. What a resume. Major accomplishments in life. I'm gonna highlight this. Back in the book of Genesis. Back here. Stop to think. In verse 20, Genesis 1 and 26, when God was creating all this, Jesus was with him. He knew what was going on. Furthermore, God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the heavens, and over the beasts, and all things of earth, over everything that creepeth and moveth on the earth. That God created man in his own image. In the very image of God, he created him. Thus he made male and female. You ever had an employer on earth that had near that capability? I don't believe so. The resume of one man. That all he wants is for everybody to live with him in eternity at the day of judgment. That's all he's asking. In his resume. Corinthians 5:15 says, I laid down my life so that you may live. He died upon the cross for each of us to live eternally. That's quite an accomplishment just in itself for his resume. For what one man did. Think of the millions of people before him, during his time, and now and to come on this earth that he died for. His resume of he said, I defeated the archenemies of God and mankind and made it show them openly. He covered He spoiled the principalities and powers and hath made show of them openly, hath triumphed over them. The same man upon the cross triumphed over all the death and all the trials and all the things that we have to face in life. He took care of them for us. No matter how bad we think life may get, think about the resume and what Christ did for us. What one man was capable of doing. Said, I have fed the poor, miraculously fed the poor, healed the sick, and raised the dead. Remember when he fed a whole bunch of people with just three little fishes? Just think, the power of that man. The resume of the things that he can do. There are many more accomplishments, too many, and I'm not going to mention all of them. There's a lot more you can find. But if you want to look for them, look at Christ's website, which is located at the Bible. You don't need a computer. You don't need an internet connection. You don't need access to the website. All you have to do is open a book and read it. The easiest thing to find on earth. It's not complicated. But we make it complicated because we don't want to do it. He said, believers and followers worldwide will testify to my divine healing, salvation, deliverance, miracles, restoration, and supernatural guidance. Christ might say, if he were here talking to you today, now that you've seen some of my highlights of my resume, I'm confident I'm the only candidate equally qualified to fill this position in your heart. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he says, I will directly your paths, properly direct them. John 6, 47, I will lead you into everlasting life. He's got one question. When can I start? Take my resume and guide you. When can I start? So long as it is said, today if you hear his voice and harden not your hearts as in a provocation. That's all he asks of us, is to do it today, not tomorrow. Not 6 months from now. That's the question he asks each of us. If we're not a child of his, he asks why not. And if we are a child of His and have stumbled, He stands here with open arms begging us to come back to Him. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good works, word and works. 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. We don't think about it. I guess probably take it for granted, but you know, every time that the gospel invitation is offered, Christ is standing here with open arms, begging people to come to Him. That's why He left that resume in the Bible for each of us. It's not complicated. It's probably too simple for most people. So think about today where you're at with Him. If you're not a child of His, think about what He has done, what He's capable of doing for you, and what He will do for you. And if you are a child of His and have stumbled, today is the day to correct all those problems, because we're not promised tomorrow. None of us might be here tomorrow. If you have problems that you talk to God in prayer and they don't get corrected, I've got one question to ask you here. You can't expect God to fix what you won't hand over to Him. Too many times we talk to Him in prayer and then we go right down the street and start trying to work on the problem ourselves and not leave it up to Him. He can't fix it if you don't leave it with Him. So if you're not a child this day and feel you need that correctness, now's the time to do it, because tomorrow might not come. Whatever your heart desire is and whatever your need is today, come forward and stand and sing the song of the Lord's children.